Okay. We're starting right now on the top line. So the Gemara says, Amarav, Tobruch, Tobruch, Eino Tzirich Lavarech. So Rav says, if a person, let's say a person says Hamotzi for a number of people, in other words, he's sitting down, they're sitting down for a meal, the Baal Suda, whoever it is making Hamotzi on the Lechem, and he's Motzi everybody who's listening to him. So Amarav, Tobruch, Tobruch, if he says, before he eats any bread, he says to person or people, go take some of the bread. But bruch means take the blessed piece of bread. Eino tzirich levarech. He doesn't have to make a bracha. In other words, normally Chazal teach us that if it's a hefsek with the bracha, then I have to make the bracha over again. And Rashi's examples are, let's say I speak between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, so I have to make, it depends on Sephardic Ashkenazim, but I have to make a new bracha, you know, when on the shel rosh. In other words, for Ashkenazim, we make two bracha on the shel rosh, laniach on the shel yad, and al mitzvahs tefillin on the shel rosh. So Ashkenazim, if I'm talking between the shel yad and shel rosh, I make two brachot, and Sephardim, I think, just make one bracha, but they'd have to make the bracha over again. But the point is, but you make on that, and then Rashi has another example by kisui dam. Let's say a person is shechting birds. And then he interrupts, he does bird A, and he does kisui dam after bird A. So he does kisui dam after bird A, so that's a hefsek. Now he has to make a new brach on the shechit on bird B, because he was mafsek between the shechit. In other words, I make one brach on the shechit that covers me through everything. So here he's saying that if a person says tobruch, in other words, let's say I say to Pesach Tav, go take this blessed piece of bread, so that's in other words, if it's connected enough to the bracha, I don't need to make another bracha. Yes, so here, we feel it's connected enough to the bracha. Now, havei melach, havei lifton, tzarich levarech. But, according to Rav, if I say, bring salt, bring lifton, is like they said, like a relish, or something you're going to put on the bread that's not connected enough, and I do have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, aviu melach, aviu lifton, nami in tzarich levarech. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if I say, bring salt, bring relish, I don't make a bracha because that enhances the bread, and enhancing the bread in turn enhances the bracha. So it's also connected up. But, Gevil Latore, Tzarech Levarech. It's interesting, they repeat everything twice. Yeah. If it's like Gevil Latore, it's like knead the bran for the oxen. In other words, like prepare the animal food. The oxen's the animal food. If I say that, then that's a hefsek, and I do have to make a new bracha. Rav Sheshit Amar, Rav Sheshit says, Afilu Gevil Latore, Nami Eino Tzarech Levarech. Rav Sheshit says, even if I say Gevil Latore, knead the bran for the oxen, I don't have to make another bracha. He says, Da Amar Rav Yudam Arav, and now he's going to explain how it's connected. Da Amar Rav Yudam Arav, Asfili Da Chuchal, Kodem Shitein Ma'achal Behemto, that a person, Rav teaches us, is not allowed to eat before he gives food for his animal. Shneamar, Benatati Eseb Besan Chalavim Techa, the Pasuk that we were second Kriyat Shema, I will give, you know, grass in this field for your animal, and you'll eat and you'll be satiated. So the Torah lists the animal being satiated or being fed before the human's being fed. Okay, just hold those questions for another just a few minutes and I'll pause, okay? Let's do some of the Rashis. Let's do the top Rashi. To Baruch Habotzea Kodem Shetam It was the Botzeh is the one who's like breaking the bread or slicing the bread before he eats from the prusa, from the slice of the bread. He breaks off a piece and extends it to somebody near him. Take from this bread. Even though he's speaking between the bracha and his eating, he doesn't have to go back and make a bracha again. Even though sicha, speaking, is considered a hefsek, if a person speaks between tefillin shel yad and shel rosh, he has to make another bracha. And the kisui dam, which we went over before, this sicha is necessary for the bracha, and it's not considered to be a hefsek. Now, and then one more Rashi, haviu melach nami ein tzarich lebarach shavzu tzarich bracha shtei prusa shel bracha nechela patam. In other words, if the prusa is being in a more tasty way, that's enough associated with the bracha. Let me just do another piece of Gemara, then I'm going to do Tosfos, and then we'll open the floor. Okay, so the eighth line of the two dots. So Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia. Rav Bar Shmuel says the name of Rabbi Chia. Ein abotzei rashid of tzoa ad shiv yu melach o liftan liftei kol achav yichad. the one who's botseya, the one who's like breaking the bread or slicing the bread, is not, you know, permitted to be botseya until they bring salt or relish before everyone who's going to be eating the bread. In other words, he considers that to be important for the bread. So Rava Bar Shmuel Ikla Lebe Reish Galuta. Rava Bar Shmuel came to the house of the Reish Galuta, Afikulei Rifta, they brought out bread, Ubatzila Hedya. So again, Rava Bar Shmuel is the one who said you shouldn't break the bread until you got the Melech Liftan lined up, the salt and the relish lined up. And yet he came to the house of the Reish Galuta, they brought bread out, Ubatzila Hedya. He immediately broke the bread. He didn't seem to follow his own rule. So Amrulei Hadar Marmi Shmaite, they said, did you retract your own limud? You taught not that way, and yet you seem to be doing this way. Amar Lahu, Late Dain Sarich Bashash. He says, this bread doesn't need to be delayed. In other words, if it's like a good quality bread, which the Reish Galuta has, so it doesn't need so much salt, it doesn't need relish, you can eat it the way it is, and so you don't have to delay and wait around for it. Okay? Let me just do the Tosfos, then we'll talk. Okay? Top Tosfos. Havei melech v'chuli tzarech levarech d'habi heseich adad. V'hachim rinim perek shlishi d'menachot sach ben tfilin tzarech levarech v'chein alachim sach ben birkan amotzi l'achilo. If a person interrupted between Birkas Mosi and Achila, when Birkat Kiddush Lashtia, or he made Kiddush and before he drank he was mafsik, Tzirich Lazor Levarich, he has to go back and make the bracha over again. Ilav Milta the Shaykh Lusuda, unless the thing that he interrupted relates to the meal. Kmal Tol Baruch, V'chei B'shchit Tzirich Lazor Levarich, Ilav Mi Milta the Shchita, Kmal Ha'od Yoter Behemot V'tarna Golem Lashchot. Says that we have any more animals or birds to shecht. So that's not a that wouldn't be a hefsek. Oshem or achosei teiv shlo yishamet lecha shlo tefsel shchita. Where I say somebody hold on to the animals, you know, well, so it doesn't become possible shchita. Inzu avsaka. Now, va'anu einan regim labil shulchan lo melech v'lo liftan. Now Tosho says we are not accustomed to bring to the table salt or liftan. Yishum de panchlanu chashuv. Our pot, our bread is a good quality bread, so we're not worried. We're not worried about that. Verehu ki had amar b'samuch. Our bread is like that which the Gemara says, like nearby, which we just did. Late dein sarich b'shash. This bread doesn't need to be delayed. In other words, I don't need the salt. I don't need the relish. Miu, Rabbi Nachim ayamadaktik ma'od, labi melech al shulchan. Rabbi Nachim would be very exacting to always make sure that he would have, notwithstanding that we have good quality bread, he makes sure that we have salt. Kidi'ita b'medrash, because the medrash brings down, she Yisrael yoshen al shulchan, when the Jews are sitting by the table, mamtinin zetzat she lu yedehem, and they're waiting, I guess people were washing, whatever,
it was
like yeah. Behind below mitzvot, so they're left bereft of mitzvot. They can't discuss divrei Torah, things like that. Hasatan mikatrei galehem. So the satan prosecutes. They're sitting there. They're
doing nothing.
Yeah. Who brit melech megain aleihem? But brit melech now.
Texture.
Yeah. Can you give me? I need the chelik beis of mishabur the blue. Okay. So he's saying like this, that the table is like a shulchan, and the meal is like a korban. So Robert, is this related to the daf yomi? What are you doing over there? Okay. I had one of my rebbeim was not a fan of this. Anyway, so the idea is, so on all the korbanot there's melech. I'll call them, is melech. So the melech is a brit melech, a covenant of melech, means that like it will be preserved and the Jewish people will remain. And so that's the way we're doing with the table. They have the melech there. Okay, now let me just let's hold it. Just you're almost there. We're almost there. Okay, now let me see. Now, you know who spoke about this today was Rabbi Arya Leibowitz. He gives a little mini chabura after mincha, and today, and he also gives a daf yomi, in his shul. So he says today he's going to speak about something from the daf yomi, and he spoke about having salt and things like that. So first of all, let me just go over a little bit the Ramah, then we'll go on. Now the mechaber says if it's like a fine bread, he says you don't. It's time. You don't have to wait for the salt. Now, Raman says, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to bring to the table salt before your boat, say, like to break it or slice the bread. The Shulchan is similar to Mizbeach, like it says, he says, V'ha'achila k'korban, eating is like a korban. V'ne'mar al korban chatakriv melach, he says, on all your korbanot you should offer salt. The Beis Yosef brings down the name Shibole Laket, who may gain menapuranio, to protect someone from all the punishments. Now, one second. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down, the kafua makubalim. The makubalim bring down the bol prusa amotzi b'melach shlosh pamim. So the Rama only says have salt on the table. So the Rama just says have salt on the table. So again, it's talking about two different things. So here in the Gemara they're talking about salt to improve the taste of the bread, and liftan also to improve the taste of the bread. So he says don't eat the bread. You have the salt and the liftan lined up. But then you learn if it's the bread from the Reish Galuta that's a high quality bread, so you don't need to do that. But then the Ramah and the Tosos is bringing down, though, our breads, Tosos says, are high quality breads. But Tosos quotes Rabbi Menachem, say we should have salt on the table because people are washing, they're waiting, and the Satan is Makatre. So the Brit Melach, so you have the Melach, and the, like it's Mramis, the Brit Melach, and then we're protected from the Satan. Now, the Ramah adds on, so from the Ramah it just says to have salt on the table. But then the Mishnah brings down from the Mekubalim that you should dip it three times in the salt. Now, the one of the things that Rabbi Leibowitz said today was he said in Kabbalah the salt represents din and the bread represents rachamim. So in other words, the salt is the din, absolute the law, you know, it's like, and the bread is rachamim. So lechem and melach are the same letters. So in other words, like melach is mem lamed chet, and lechem is lamed chet mem, same letters. He says because they counterbalance each other. You know, lechem and the that's it. Now dipping puts the rachamim above the din, so the bread represents rachamim. So when I dip it, the rachamim is over the din. Whereas sprinkling on it would put it above the rachamim. Now the now you also mentioned that the gematria of lechem is three times Shem Hashem. In other words, Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. So three times 26 would be 60 and 18, 78. And Lechem is 78. Lechem and Gematria is 78. Right? You have 40 and 30, 70, and the Chet is 8. So it's three times Shem Hashem. Now, he said to the Rav Nevensal points out that some are makpid to throw the salt on the challah. So in other words, the Mishmur brings on the minhag to dip the bread into the salt.
Pour it on.
But some sprinkle it on the challah. And he says, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel that says... There's a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, the kohenim will throw salt on it. Now, he mentioned also today, there was one of his Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael was Rav Silver, who was a grandson, I think the way I said, Rabbi Eliezer Silver. Rabbi Eliezer Silver was a famous rabbi here in America in the 50s, Rabbi Leo Silver. And he said that Rav Silver, this is the one in Eretz Yisrael, told him that his grandfather didn't use salt on Friday night because Mizbeach didn't have korban on Friday nights. In other words, they wouldn't put the Evarim and Pedarim on the Mizbeach on Friday night. They put it on before Shabbos. So there's the Chasam Sofer brings down, this is from Rav Arya Leibowitz, so the Chasam Sofer says that there's a minhag not to do it on Friday night. But I think a lot of people
do salt on Friday night.
A lot of people do salt on Friday night because that's like Badafka people, you know, that's the only time they have the salt, or you know, on Shabbos. But anyway, the Chasam Sofer said, you know, it was again.
I'd have to consult with Michael on this, but according to Aviva, it is not a Yekish custom to put salt on.
No, not true.
I'm only relaying information.
Germany was a big country.
I'm only relating it via marriage.
Germany was a big country, but certainly in Frankfurt and England they did.
All right.
The Attensassers did.
All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? Do you want to say something?
I mean, then you would have the Yayin Nesef also to put, you know, you put Netzachim, that wine on the table too.
Right.
Does fish count as an animal that you have to feed before you eat?
That's interesting. It's interesting. if you look at the pasuk, if it's talking Esa b'sadcha livhemtecha, a behema is like different than a fish. It's like a domestic, it's like a domesticated animal. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Or dog, more likely.
Yeah, dog.
In the what you're saying, if you put the example where they throw the salt on top of the grain, that's counter to the with the explanation.
Yeah, so it's coming out the other way. It's coming the other way. Right. Okay. All right, everybody good?
We dip it, right?
All right. Okay, let's go. We're going to go on the Gemara. Okay, everybody with me? All right, we're around 15 lines down, the two dots. Okay, the Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Shmuel Rabbi Chiya. Now, the reason the Gemara quotes this next, this has got nothing to do with what we were discussing. But we just mentioned Rav Bar Shmuel and Rabbi Chiya. So the way the Gemara goes, if I have the person says another member, we link it together. Mistam, it's easier to remember it that way. He says, Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Shmuel Rabbi Chiya, Ein Miraglan Kalim Ela B'Yeshiva. That when a person is a male is urinating, so he's not, he only empties his bladder if he's sitting, not if he's standing. Let's be patient and I'll explain everything. So the so Rashi explains in the 10th narrow line of Rashi, Ein Miraglan Kalim Ela Guf Ela B'Yeshiva Lepi Shechshah Kiluach Karov Lepisuk. Like when the person he's urinating and he's got a stream of urine coming out of him, so who doei shlo yiplu nitzosad al raglav mafsik. So when the stream starts, you know, going with less force as it gets to the end, the person holds back because he doesn't want like it to be splashed. He doesn't want to get splashed from the urine. So therefore, Rav Bar Shmuel and Rechia, like to really, you know, urinate properly, you need to sit down. Amrav Kahana uva farati choach afilu b'amidim. And Rav Kahana says, look, if you're urinating on like soft soil, so you could even be standing. It's not going to splash around on soft soil. V'leka farati choach, and if there's no soft soil around, yamom makom gavoh v'yishtin makom adrom. You stand on a high place, urinate to a low place, and then you'll be okay. Okay, now, v'amam rava bar shmuel mishmeid Rabbi Chiya. And Michael hopefully will give us a summary again with all the health items coming up. After all of your eating, your meals, eat salt. And after all your eating, drink water. And you won't be harmed. Now it sounds like I read something today that it comes out like even if you had salt in the meal, you should have salt afterwards. And presumably with the water as well. He says, so tani nami hachi, achar kol achilcha achol melech, achor kol shidcha shtei mayim v'yata nizog. Tani idak, we learn a different price, achal kol ma'achal v'lo achal melech. If he ate any food, but he didn't eat salt afterwards, shtakol ma'achal lo shtamayim, and he had drinks, you know, it could be like wine or some other drink, another beverage, and he didn't drink water, bayom yidag min reach hapeh. So if it took place during the day, he should be concerned for bad breath afterwards. Uvalayla yidag min askra. At night, you could also be bad breath. You have to be concerned for askra. Askra is like this illness. Yeah, some sort of choking illness. I saw today in the article said diphtheria. I thought they said group is what they've said in the past. What did you hear?
It was angina.
Angina?
It says diphtheria.
Yeah, what angina you heard, Michael? What is it?
Yeah.
Angina is your heart.
I thought angina is from the heart, no?
Angina just means the suffering.
Oh, all right. So let's see back in the Gemara. The two dots.
I thought bad breath was only introduced like from Ben Franklin.
Oh, well, here you see. Okay. All right, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, let's see. Tana Rabbanan, Hamak Ve'achil Tov B'mayim. If a person, like, he causes his food to float on water, it means if he drinks a lot of water after the meal.
After he eats.
Yeah. Einu Bali De Chol Me'ayim. He won't have Chol Me'ayim, like intestinal problems. The comma, how much water should a person, you know, take in? Am Rav Chista Ketone LaPot. Rav Chista says, one ketone for a pot. So we don't know how big the ketone is, we don't know how big the pot is, but there was a standard measure, presumably, Bizman Chazal. Amar Mariam Ryokhanan Haragil Ba'adashim Achat L'Shloshim Yom. If a person is accustomed to eating lentils once every 30 days, Monei Askara Mitoch Beito. He'll keep Askara, this choking illness, out of his house. Aval Kul Yomalo, but he shouldn't have lentils every day. Ma'itam Yishum Tekashal Re'echapeh. It's bad for bad breath. I don't know why those things are particularly bad for bad breath, but it says, "Ba'amar of Mari, Amar of Yochanan, Ragil b'Chardal." A person, Achat l'Shoshim Yom, a person has mustard once every 30 days. Munei Chalayim mitok beito, keeps illness out of his house. Aval Chul Yom alo, but every day not. My timeum from the Kasha l'Chul Shul Liba, it causes like faintness of the heart. Amar of Chia Barashi, Amar Rav, Ragil b'Dagim Ketanim. If a person is accustomed to eating small fish, Inu Bali Dei Cholim Me'ayim, he won't have intestinal problems. Cause a person to be very fertile. He says, "Umavrin kol gufo shel adam," and they make the whole body healthy. If a person is accustomed to eating ketzach, so ketzach is some sort of herb. One explanation I saw, fennel I saw, or it might be something that grows in Arabia. He says, "Einu bali de kev lev," you won't have like heartache. So it sounds like ketzach is good. Whatever ketzach is good. So meifei, on this we ask a question from the Braisa. The Braisa says, "Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amir, ketzach echad mishishim samanei hamavet hu." The ketzach is one of 60 poisons. He says, "Vahayashin lemizrach and lemizrach gorno." If a person sleeps to the east of a goren, it's like a threshing floor of ketzach. So he says, "Damo brosho," his life is in his own hands. In other words, like he's responsible for his own death. So the point is, here it sounds like, here we said it was healthy to eat it, and here we're saying it's one of poison, and if you sleep like to the east, now Rashi explains that the wind would blow in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel from the Mediterranean eastward. So if you're sleeping to the east of a goren of Ketzach, you're catching all the aroma of the Ketzach. So it's bad news. So the Gemara says lo kasha, there's no contradiction. Habarecho, where it's bad news, it's talking about the odor, the aroma of the ketzach, that's bad news. Habatama, where he said it's healthy to eat it, to take the taste in, that's healthy. So Imei Rabbi Yirmiah, the mother of Rabbi Yirmiah, Afile Rifta, would bake bread for him. Umedab kalei umakalfile. She would attach some ketzach to it and then peel it off so that the taste of the ketzach would permeate the bread, but he wouldn't get the aroma of it. Do you want to say anything about what we said, Michael? Anything?
This is junk science.
Don't talk that way.
I don't know anything about it.
Isn't it good to drink water after the meal? I mean, to always drink water, isn't it?
That's what it's like.
But here's an article on bad breath, a major disability according to the Talmud. From Ari Schiffman, Shmuel Arnbach from Tel Aviv University. It talks about all the Talmudic sources of bad breath.
All right.
In Ksuvas, it was grounds for divorce, Ksuvas Daf 72a, B, 77a. If you're interested, I could send it to you.
Okay.
It's a long article.
All right, well, thank you.
There's a quote here.
In the Talmud.
There's a quote this.
I'm sure it does, it's a very long article.
All right, if you could send it to me, I'd appreciate it. Okay, thank you so much. All right, then I'm going to go on to the Gemara.
So what is the smallest kosher fish? The sardine?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay, now the fifth. Let's go to the fifth wide line. Okay, the fifth wide line. Okay, now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bo'rimi Nei D'Shoyim. So if you remember, we learned in the Mishnah that, now remember, the Tana Mishnah says that you make a bracha bori pia eitz on a fruit, and then if there's herbs or vegetables, you make the bracha bori pia hadama. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's an herb, you make the bracha boreimi nidashayim. In other words, like cabbage, I make the bracha boreimi nidashayim. And if it would be zerayim, like wheat or legumes, I make the bracha boreimi nidashayim. And then if it's a melon, I make bori pri adama. So according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, there's more specificity within the realm of things that grow from the ground. So, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Boreimi Nidashayim. So, I'm Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. And on the side, there's another Girsa, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha does not follow the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. But I'm Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that even more specific? So, Amar Kura, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That blesses Hashem day by day. So he says, V'chiba yom avarachan otah, v'laylayim avarachan otah. That we just bless God by day, but not by night. Elomar l'cha, kol yom v'yom, tein lo me'in birchotav. That teach us that every day you have to give the specific brachas to Hashem based on the day. So Rashi brings down, where's the Rashi? call Yom Bayom, around 15 lines from the bottom, the Shabbat means Shabbat, Yom Tov means Yom Tov. In other words, on Shabbos, you have the brachot appropriate for Shabbos, Yom Tov the brachot appropriate to Yom Tov. It's in the R school, we have it on in Bracha Chatmi and Sheva. It says, where's the line? It says,
the word Yom Tov on Shabbos, once you recite a special blessing reflective of the nature
We'll give thanks to him every day. In other words, each day is a different bracha. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. So it says, Hachanami, Komin Vimin, Tain Lomain, Birchotav. So in a similar fashion, every individual species, we should try to divide it up as most as possible. Now, the Gemara, having mentioned Reb Zera, and some say Reb Chanan bar Papa, we're going to quote another statement, even though it doesn't per se relate to what we did. But Amar Reb Zera, Vitim, Reb Chanan bar Papa, Bo Reish, Lo Kamina, Kach Baruch, Mita, Basar Badam. How different man is than God. He said, Mita, Basar Badam, Kli Reikan, Machzik, Malayenu, Machzik. So with man, if I have an empty vessel, so let's say I have an empty pail, so I can fill it with water. If the pail is full, I can't fill it with water. He says, "About kachbarchu enochem." Well, the kachbarchu doesn't work that way. Male machzik reikon in machzik. He's saying, like when it comes to the Torah, if a person has Torah, so he can more easily be more filled with more Torah. So the more Torah that I have, the more easily I can be filled with Torah. If I don't have any Torah, it's very hard to fill me with Torah. In other words, you have all the kalim to get the Torah, so you can do it the same way. He says, Shneamar, Vayomrim Shemoa Tishma. Says we just had this in the Parsha of Shavua last week, right? Vayom Shemoa Tishma Kol Hashem Elokecha. So it's a double lashon, shamoa tishma. Im shamoa tishma, bim lav lo tishma. In other words, if you've listened, in the past, you can listen even more in the future. Let me give one or two more lines about something. Devar acher, im shamoa biyashan tishma b'chadash. If you've listened in the past, you'll be listening now with the newer stuff. In other words, if you've always studied Torah, so you'll be getting the new stuff in. Otherwise, you're not. So it means like if a person learns, then he can appreciate Torah, he can take in more Torah. People who don't learn, it's very hard for them to, grasp things, to take it in. And it's also, there's a piece of it that it says, Vayachush lo shem mibam bar v'lo matzu mayim. They went 3 days in the midbar, they didn't find water. And it says, Vayavo marata, it says they came to this place, Mara. We just had them to this parsha Shavua. Lo yachtu lo shem mayim imara, kemi rimahim. They couldn't drink water from Mara because they were bitter. So the Baal Shem Tov, this is a piece that I heard from Rav Simon. So the Baal Shem Tov says, what does it mean, kimarim ha'im? It doesn't mean the water was bitter, they were bitter. In other words, if they had gone like 3 days without Torah, so they became alienated for Torah, now they couldn't even take the Torah in. It means like sometimes you have people, they haven't been learning or whatever, like they had Torah, like ugh, what is this? You know what I mean? I can't take it. But people who are studying Torah are able to develop a taste for it. Well, you could say like wine. Let's say you never had wine. So like, or a kid never has wine. But if you develop, you have it all the time. You develop a taste for it. This wine, that wine. You become a connoisseur of wines. It tastes good. So that's the way it is with Torah as well.
Rabbi Sachs this week talks about how curious it is that Baruch Hashem in this week's Parsha, Yisro says Baruch Hashem.
Right.
And how interesting it all. The three times that Baruch Hashem is mentioned in the Torah is
right.
Goyim.
All right.
Eliezer. Noach says Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem, okay, Shem.
Yeah.
And Yisro.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's keep moving. All right. Any other questions, comments, so far? All right, good. All right, let's keep moving. Now, the next Mishnah. Okay, Manitin, we're around 10 lines in the bottom. Manitin, Be'reich al-perod ha'ilan bori pri ha'adam ha'yatza. By the way, in the previous sugya, when we said about being those things weren't a hefsek, it doesn't mean lechachila you could do that. In other words, when we said tu baruch, doesn't mean you have a green light to do it, but if you did it, then it's not a hefsek. Now here it says, if, you know, by mistake, instead of, let's say I have an apple, instead of making borei pri eitz, I make borei pri hadama, God who blesses the fruit of the earth, sam yotze. V'al pirot ha'aretz borei pri eitz lo yatza. But if I make a bracha on pirot ha'aretz, let's say on a potato, borei pri ha'eitz, then I'm not yotze. V'al kulam, but for everything, he says, imamar shakol nivaro yatza. So everything, if I say shakol nivaro, it's like the universal solvent, like the universal bracha is shakol nivaro, that everything was created with God's word. So then that fits for everything. But we'll see. There's going to be a question in the Gemara. Does it only cover me for the items mentioned in the Mishnah, or does it even cover me for more? We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, mantan of the ikar ilan arahi. Who is the Tana who holds that, like, in essence, like the growth of a tree is viewed from the ground? In other words, the fact that I can make a bracha on an apple, borei pri hadama, the fruit from the earth, that I view like the growth of the tree is coming from the ground. So who's that Tana? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says that's the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan, because we learn the Mishnah Masechet Bikurim. Now, when a person brings Bikurim, he does go to Yerushalayim, and he brings his first fruit. And he says, "Vata veiti rishi pri ha'adamah shen tzatzal Yashem." Now I brought the first fruit of my earth that you, Hashem, have given to me. So he says, so the Mishnah says, "Didnan yavesh ha'mayan." Let's say after I did my harvest, the spring that watered my field dried up. So now the place is arid.
After what?
In other words, I brought the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. After I cut the Bikurim off and bring it to Yerushalayim, the Mayan dries up. Now I'm out of like gas, and there's no water there. He says, or v'niktzatza ilan, or the ilan got chopped down.
After you cut it.
Right, and it was after the fruit. So meviva eno kore. So Tanakhama says, I still continue to bring those fruit to Yerushalayim, but I can no longer make the recitation about pri ha'adama, because the essence of the adama was the tree, and it's like that. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer may be Bikore. Rabbi Yehuda says no. In other words, as long as I still have the Adama, I can read it. In other words, the other one is saying, like the Adama without the Mayan, the Adama without the tree is nothing. So I can't say this anymore. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. As long as I have Adama, I could say it. So in other words, in essence, everything comes from the Adama. So I could say Min Ha'adama Asher Nitzatza Li Hashem. So to here, Rabbi Yehuda will say, like for the Peirot Ilan, if I make Borei Pri Adama, I'm good.
Well, wasn't it Rabbi Yehuda who said that you should make the more specific bracha in the last sugya, the Deshaim and
right, right, right.
The other ones,
right.
And now he's saying we're going general.
No. Again, what is the Bidiyavid? Right, that's it. Okay, now it's back in the Gemara. Okay, 5 months in the bottom. We're running late. Now, Al Perot Ha'aretz V'chulei. Now, we said, conversely, though, if for Perot Ha'aretz, if I have, let's say, cabbage and I make Borei Pri Ha'aretz, I'm not Yotze. Right? I have a cabbage and I make Borei Pri Ha'aretz, I'm not Yotze. So where's his pshita? Obviously, I'm not yotze. It's not borei pri ha'eitz. Amar Nachman Yitzchak lo nitzrecho elo Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says that line in the Mishnah was, you're right, it is too pashut, but it was necessary to teach me within the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar chita min ilanhi. Because the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chita, a wheat, is a type, comes from a type of ilan. So it means, doesn't mean like I would call it a tree, but the Torah calls the wheat a tree, coming from a tree. The Tani, we learn the Braisa, ilan shechal menu Adam Rishon, the tree, this is an Eitz Hadas that Adam and Chava eat from. Rabbi Meir Omer Gefen Aya, Shein Lecha Devar Shemim Yalal Adam Al Yayin. So Rabbi Meir says it was a vine, yeah. He says a grapevine. He says, why? He says, you don't see, like, after they eat from it, so calamity hits them. And he says, you don't see anything in the world that brings as much wailing as wine. Shenebar, by Yishman Yayin, by Yishkar. It says, by Noach, that he drank from the wine and became drunk. And Chazal teach us that he either was castrated or he was sodomized. He says, Reb Nechem Yomer, Te'ena Haita. Reb Nechem says, it was a fig tree. Shebetavarshan Kalkalum, the thing that they brought them, you know, their downfall, bo nitaknu. With that, they were fixed up. Shnemar by peru ale teina, that they sowed like the leaves of the teina. So that's a remnant that it was a teina. But here's the part we need. Rabbi Huda omer chita haita. Rabbi Huda says it was a chit. They ate wheat. She'ena tinok yodei lekrot abba v'ima, because you see that a child doesn't know how to say abba ima achi tom tam daga until he's at the age where he's eating like wheat. So it's like an eitz hadas. So the Gemara says, so going with the idea that it's wheat, so sakadai chamin, I would have thought, ho v'am Rabbi Yehuda chitam in ilan hi, so I would have thought, since Ratana Rabbi Yehuda holds that wheat constitutes an ilan, liver chlei bori priya eitz. So I would think that b'dieved, if you made a bracha, bori priya eitz on wheat, you're yotze, because the Torah itself says that that's called an eitz. So kama shmolan, so he's teaching, so Tana is teaching me, heichem v'rachin bori priya eitz, when do you get to make the bracha bori priya eitz? When I take the fruit, the branch still remains, and then it continues to produce more fruit. About top line on other days, when you take away the fruit, there's no branch that's going to come up with more fruit. So in essence, what the Gemara is saying is, even though the Torah calls it a tree, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the way people speak, we don't call it a tree. We're going with the way people speak. So the way people speak, the way they understand the tree is, you know, the piece with the wood and thing
all
coming out.
Round.
Right. Well, the tree. There's a whole question how to define what it would be. But I'm going to go with the idea that you have that wood that stays up the whole year. Then that's a tree. Okay.
So how does this answer the question?
Again, we said what it's so obvious that I can't make a borei priya eitz on cabbage.
Correct.
So the Gemara says that the Tana. You're right. It is obvious. The Tana only had to teach me that I can't make a borei priya eitz on something I would normally make a borei pri hadama on, only within the shita of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chita is a min ilan. Chita is a min ilan.
Okay.
So since chita is a min ilan, I would think I could make a borei pri eitz on a chita. So he's saying, kamash malan, no, he can't. All right, let's go further. Okay, everybody good? Any questions coming? What?
Okay.
All right.
How did Adam know how to sew?
I don't know, but I will say this, that there's a minhag not to have grapes on Rosh Hashanah, not to have grapes on Rosh Hashanah, because there's one of the opinions here that that's the thing they sinned with, and you know, also not to have, I know people, like raisins, in other words, like you have like there's the challah that people have on Rosh Hashanah, so a lot of them are raisin challahs, so a lot of people are makbid not to have raisins in the challah, because like the raisins are from the grapes.
I never knew that.
Okay. All right. Let me keep going. Look at the Gemara. Okay, the third line from the top. Okay, now, v'al kulan imamar shakol b'chuli. Now we said for everything, if I say shakol yimivaro, it's like the universal solvent, the universal bracha. Okay, so the Gemara says b'chuli. So itmar Rav Huna amar chutz min apat min ayin. Rav Huna says that's true, except for pot and yain, except for bread and wine. So Rav Huna holds bread and wine is in a whole different category, and I cannot, under any circumstance, make shakol nivaro and biyotze for bread and wine. Now Rashi helps us out with this, the top line in Rashi. Chutz min apat min ayin, kidamino lekaman, shigorim brachot arbe la'asmo, bekidish v'abdala v'yirchan chatanim. So the Gemara later on learns on daf mem beis, that's Friday's daf, that if I make hamotzi, so hamotzi is not like the end all. Once I make hamotzi, I never have to worry about another bracha. So the Gemara learns that even though I make hamotzi, the yayin that comes betocha suda, I still have to make a bracha on. So the wine that comes in suda, I still have to make a bracha on. So the Gemara says, why do I have to make a bracha on wine that comes betocha suda? So the Gemara says, because wine is nitkan, he says, you can literally see the top line. Kedemil kaman shigorim brachot harbe la'atzmo, there are a lot of times when a person has to make the bracha on wine, even though he's not hungry or thirsty. If he wants to make kiddush, he makes it on wine. He wants to make Abdallah, or at a marriage ceremony, you make birchas chatanim, so you have also on wine. So therefore, wine is in a different category, and bread also, sometimes you can make kiddush on bread. So therefore, it's in a different parsha, it's in a different significance. So therefore, Rav Huna says, not kabur shekol nivaro. Rav Yochanan amar, Rabbi Yochanan says no, even papa yayin. Now, technically, the reason why they have this machloket is, remember, the Mishnah said for everything I make shekel nivaro. But the question is, what does the Tana mean by everything? Does it mean everything he mentioned in this Mishnah? He didn't mention, but pot and yayin were not mentioned in the Mishnah. So it's a machloket with the pot. He means pot of yayin. Okay, let's see. Now these are two amoraim. So the Gemara says, Neima Kitanai. Should we say the machloket between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan tracks the following machloket tanaim? Oh, this is from a brisa. Neima Kitanai. Ra'apad v'amar kamana epad zu baruch ha'makom shebara'ah. If a person sees a piece of bread or a loaf of bread and he says, how beautiful is this bread, blessed is Hashem who created it, yatsa, he's yotzei b'dievet a bracha. Ra'at te'ena, he sees a fig, va'amar kamana et te'ena zu, how beautiful is this fig, baruch ha'makom shebara'ah, like blessed is Hashem who created it, yatsa, divrei Meir. So Meir holds that in both instances, I'm yotzei b'dievet a bracha, even though it doesn't really conform to the takas. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says anyone who deviates from the language of the bracha, the chachamim were koveya, has not fulfilled his obligation. So the Gemara says, Neima Rav Huna da Amar ki Rabbi Yossi. So should we say Rav Huna, who holds chutz min apadu min ayayin, in other words, he's more of a strict constructionist, there I need the specific bracha, he'll hold like Rabbi Yossi. Yep. Now, one second. Now, the difficulty is like this, that Rav Huna himself concedes that for other things I could say Shakol Nivvaro. In other words, but Yeved, Rav Huna will say, if I said Shakol Nivvaro on a potato, I'm Yotzei, right? So how is it that he says that Rav Huna will be like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says whoever's Mishana. So Tosus gets into it, but one answer, one Hesber, which is brought down, I know the Arsur brought it down, I forget who they quoted, the Rashash and somebody else. Who else they quote? Anyway, so they said that...
Pnei Yeshua.
Okay, the Pnei Yeshua and the Rashash, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Pnei Yeshua and the Rashash, that when it comes to the bracha for wine and for bread, that's so specific, it only covers one item. In other words, it's a set of one, a very unique bracha. So there, he will hold, like Rabbi Yossi, that any shinui, you go down the tubes. Rabbi Yochanan da Amar Kremeir, where Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Shakol Nivvaro works, he'll hold like Kremeir, he's a looser constructionist. So the Gemara says, Amar Lach Rav Huna, Rav Huna could say to you, Anada Amri Afilu Rav Meir, I, who hold that pot nyayin shakol doesn't work, I could even hold like Rav Meir. Ad kan lo kama Rav Meir hatam alahecha dekam matkar shmei de pot. Rav Meir says, you yotzei with a bracha, but you mention bread in the formula. You mention bread, and you say, he sees the pot, he says, kama ne'e pot zu. How beautiful is this bread? Well, alahecha lo kama matkar shmei de pot, if he doesn't mention bread at all, which is the case with Shakol Nivvaro, I feel Rav Meir moda. Then Rav Meir will be moda, then you're not yotzei the bracha. Rav Yochanan Amar Lach, Rav Yochanan, who says that that pot v'yayin is covered with Shakol Nivvaro, would say to you, Ananda Amri Afilu Rav Yossi. I can even go like the Tana Rav Yossi. Ad kam lo kama Rav Yossi hatam, el mishum de kama bracha lo takin rabbanan. He says, Rav Yossi objects because you're saying a bracha, you're creating your own script for a bracha. So that he objects to. Aval Amar Shakol Nivvaro, but if he says Shakol Nivvaro, takin rabbanan, the Chachamim did establish it, Afilu Rav Yossi modem. All right, now I got to keep moving, we're running out of time. Binyamin Reya Karach Rifta. Binyamin the shepherd, like Karach means to wrap bread, but it means he ate bread. Ba'amar, and when he was benching, he said, Ba'amar brich mare dahai pita. Blessed is the master of this bread. So Amarav Yatsa. So Rav says, he's Yotzei benching, that's it. So Amarav ko bracha shem ba'azkar da shem ain't a bracha. So, but Rav himself says that any bracha where you don't mention the shem Hashem is not a bracha. Da Amar brich rachmana mare dahai pita. The Gemara says no. What he said was, blessed is Rachmana, the Rachman, the master of this bread. V'abeinan shlosh bracha. But there are three brachot in benching on a Torah level, right? You have Azana Akol, and then Alaris Yom Hazon, Boni Rishalayim. Says Ma Yatsa de Kama Rav Nami. What did Rav mean by Yatsa? Yatsa yidei bracha rishona. The first bracha you yotzei if you see that verbiage. So my kamashwalan. So what was Rav teaching me by paskining that Binyamin Reya was yotzei the first bracha? Avagav da Amr Lashon Chol. Mustami is teaching me that even though he's not saying it in Lashon Kodesh, he's saying it in Aramaic, he's Yotzei. So, but Tanina, I don't need Rav to teach that to me because I know it from the Mishnah in Masechet Sota. He says, Ve'ilu ne'amarim b'chol Lashon. The following can be said in any language. Parshat Sota, this is when the Kohen is giving the Shua to the woman who's suspected of adultery. Vidui Maiser is a person's a farmer, so after the third year, in the Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year, he has to make a confession that he's paid all the Maasrot out, I've separated them and I made distribution of it. Ukriyat Shema can be said in any language. Utfila, davening. Ubir Kanamazan, and benching. So the Mishnah says explicitly that benching can be in any language. So I don't need Rav to tell me that he can bench in any language. So itzrich. So it was still necessary for Rav to teach me that thing that Binyamin Reyes said was good. I would have thought you're only yotze if it's an exact translation. But if it's not an exact translation, I would think you're not yotze. Kama shalom. So Rav is teaching me that's the chiddush. Okay. Now gufa, we learned earlier. Amar Rav, kol bracha shein ba hazkar d'shem mina bracha. Any bracha doesn't mention the shem. Name Hashem is not a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Bracha Sheim B'Malchut Ain Bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ask up the Shem Hashem, but you also have to mention Melech HaOlam in it." So Amar Abaye, Kvati the Rabbis Tabra. So Abaye says, Rav's opinion is more logical. He says, "Why? Ditani, because we learn in the Braisa, we say Lo Avarti Mitzvotecha Lo Shachati. I didn't transgress your mitzvah, but I didn't forget." So the Braisa says, Lo Avarti Milavarechacha. I didn't neglect to give you a bracha. And Rashi says the bracha would be, you know, Shekhtar Mitzvotecha Lahafrish Truma Maaseir. It was just talking about, you know, that you're going to be Mafrish to Truma Samasrod. But Lo Shachati Milahaskir Shem Chalab. I didn't forget to mention your Shem Hashem. Bilu Malchut Lo Katani. The Braisa doesn't mention anything about Malchut. Now, the Psukim are just on Asmachta, because the bracha are just in Rabbanim. But the point is, the Braisa, the Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are Amoraim. And if we have a Tana that says forth explicitly, so the Limud is nothing about Malchut. Rabbi Yochanan would say, Tzni, you should learn in that Braisa, Velo Shachachin Los Kirshim Chol Malchut Chalav. You should understand the Braisa as if it's saying that I didn't forget to mention your name and your Malchus concerning that. Okay, I got to run. Okay, now, next Mishnah.
There are many brachas without. Shalom.
What?
There are many brachas without Melch. There are many bracha we say, like when Yerushalayim.
Yeah, so the Gemara has bracha smucha l'chaverta is like bootstraps the previous bracha.
Do
okay.
We pass Paschalim Rabbi Yochanan?
Well, no, we hold the bracha has to have Shem Hashem and Melcha Olam. I mean, you could say in Shmoneh Esrei there are many bracha, yeah. We don't have it, but they're connected to the first bracha. Okay, all right, now Manitin, we got to keep moving. Now Manitin, the Aldavar Shein Gidulo Min Ha'aretz. So if it's something that doesn't grow from the earth, you make the bracha shekol nivaro. Al hachomets for vinegar, b'al novlod is going to be sun-scorched date, though we don't know that yet. B'al govai for locust, omer shekol nivaro, kosher locust. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol shumin klala imivarkalav. Rabbi Yehuda says, anything which is a klala, you don't make any bracha on. So chomets, vinegar is a klala. The wine turns to chomets, the novlot, the dates got sun-scorched, and the govai is locust, that's a klala. We don't make a bracha on them. According to the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. Hayulafanav minim harbei, if he has a lot of different types of food in front of him, Rabbi Yehuda omer, imyesh b'neim min shiva, alav muvarik. If you have one of the shiva minim, that goes to the front of the line. Chachamim say you can make any bracha on whatever you want. Okay, now the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. We learn the Braisa. Al Dabarshin Gidulam and Aretz. Something that doesn't grow from the ground. Going Basar Behemot Chayufa Ofor Vidagim, like the flesh of a domesticated animal, wild animal, or birds or fish. Omer Shakoni Varo. Al Chala Viala Beitzim Viala Gvina for milk, eggs, and cheese. Omer Shakol. Al Hapat Sheipsha. If bread became spoiled, Bial Yayin Shekrim, wine became spoiled, Bial Tavshil Shavar Tzurato, also cooked dish became spoiled, Omer Shakol, you make Shakol, in other words, it goes down because the quality of the food went so down. Ala Melach, Bial Zamid, for salt and for brine, Bial Kameno Petrio, for truffles and mushrooms, that was the key we want to focus on, Omer Shakol. So Lameimra, the Kameno Petrio, Lab Gidle Karkaninu. So again, the Tana Braisa says something which is Ein Gidulo Mena Aretz, it doesn't grow from the ground. For example, the truffles and the mushrooms, you make shekol nivaro. So it's lav gidlei karkaninu. V'hatani, but we learn in the Braisa, anoder peirot haaretz, if a person makes a neder, he's not going to have any fruit of the earth, asur peirot haaretz, mutar b'kmeinu petriot. He's not to have the truffles and mushrooms. V'mamar, kol gidlei karka alai, but if he says, anything that grows from the ground is prohibited to him, asur af b'kmeinu petriot, he's prohibited on the truffles and the mushrooms. So Amar,
right.
So Amar Abaye. So the question is it Gidulo Menaris or not? From the first price, it sounds like it's not Gidulo Menaris. The second one, it is Gidulo Menaris. So Amar Abaye, Mirba Ravu Me'ara, they do grow from the ground. Min Kilo Yan Kimira, they don't get their sustenance from the ground. In other words, it's a fungus, as we know. So the Gemara says, Val Davarshin Gidulo Menaris Katani. So that explains the second price. But what about the first price? The birth, in other words, we just said it does grow from the ground. First one says, "Ain gidul minaretz." So tani al devar shein yonek minaretz. You should learn something doesn't get yonika from the ground, doesn't get sustenance from the ground. You make shakol yivaro. All right, now biala novlot that we said about the sun scorched dates. You also make a shakol yivaro. I don't make a borei priya. In other words, sometimes you have an item and things happen to it, and the bracha goes down. So if it's a sun-scorched date, I'm not a borei priya eitz anymore, I got ruined, I make a shakol nivaro. Now the novlot, my novlot, Rebzei Rabbi Lo, Chanamar Bushle Kamra, one says it means it was like sun-scorched. He says, V'chanamar Tamar Dizik, one says it was wind-blown. So he says, Tanan, Rabbi Yudo Meir, Kulshu Min Klala Lo Eimiv Arkin Lav. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudo said anything which is a klala, a curse, you don't make a bracha on at all. So B'shlem L'mandar Bushle Kamra, Haidu Zekari Le Min Klala. So if it's sun-scorched, yeah, that's a klala, I'm not going to make a bracha on it. In other words, the suns came, ruined the dates, so no bracha. Elo lamandamar tamar dezika, but if it's the wind-blown dates, he says, my min klala, what min klala is that? So the Gemara says, asha'ara. So he will say that Rabbi Huda is referring to the other two. He's talking about the locusts and what was the other one? And the vinegar. Okay, now, ikida amri, others say, b'shleim lamandamar b'yushli kamra hainu, the one who says that it was sun-scorched says shakol. So it's wind-blown, it's like still the same date, that's what I assume. So there's a whole machloket among the farshim, did it get wind-blown before it was ripe or not? But we can assume here, even if it's ripe, so I make a bracha borei priya eitz. So the Gemara concludes that if it just says, the Mishnah just says novlot, so it means novlot plain means sun scorched. He pleads novlot tamar. The machloket that they have, and the two people they had was Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Laa, that relates to the term novlot tamara, not in our Mishnah, but in a different Mishnah. Ditnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Demai. Now Demai is talking about when I buy produce from the Yama Aretz. So most Amei Haaretz would take Masrod, but Amir Nimsa, there was a clear minority that did not take Masrod. So the Chazkami said, if you buy produce from the Amei Haaretz, you have to take Masrod from it, because I'm concerned they didn't take Maaser. But this Mishnah is teaching me that if the item I'm buying is so cheap, I don't have to worry they didn't take Maaser, because there's no big incentive for them not to take it, because it's lousy stuff anyway. Ditnan, Hakalin Shebedmai, means like the cheap things in the Demai, i.e. Hashitin, Varimin, Va'uzradin, Berot Shuach, Berot Shikmam, Beguftin, Benitzpa, Benovlo, Tamara, all of those, I don't have to worry about taking off the Maasro. So first thing more, I explains each term. Let me get the article open, because I don't remember what each term was. Let me take it here. One second. Let's see what it was quickly. Okay, so I'm just going to read it in here. So Shitin, so Amar, Rabba, Baruchan, Rabbi Yochanan, Min Ta'ein, that's type of figs. Rimin, Kandi. Rimin are Kandi, and Kandi is lotus, a date-like fruit. He says, Ha'uzradin Tulshe, Uzradin are sorb apples. But on Shuach, Amar Rabba Bar Rachan Rabbi Yochanan, Te'eni Chivrata, white figs. Then he says, Ben on Shikma, Amar Rabba Bar Rachan Rabbi Yochanan, Duvle, sycamore figs. Gufnin, Shili Gufne. Gufnin are the late season grapes. Nitzpah, which Pircha, Nitzpah we had earlier in the parak, is Pircha, the caperberry. Novlo Tamara, so now on that term, Novlo Tamara, Rabbi Ilav, Rabbi Zeira, Chanamar, Bushle Kamar, Chanamar, and Tamar, Zika. So concerning that may have the machloket. Is it the sun scorched date or is it the wind blown date? Now, the Gemara says, Bishlema Lamandamar, Bushle Kamra, Hadatania Kalan Shibitmai, Svegan Hudabatur, Havadan Chayev. So if it's the sun scorched date, I understand that's the cheap things among the Demai. So the Safek is patur. I don't know whether he took it or not as patur, but badai, I know he definitely didn't take it off, then I have to take it with Masrod. Elamandamar tamari dezika, but if it's tamari dezika, it's the windblown dates, vadan chayev hefkerininu. What do you mean? In other words, the Tana Mishnah says, if it's badai, I know he definitely didn't take maaser, then I have to take it. But if it's wind-blown dates, it's hefker, and the hefker is in the chayiv and masro. So hakama yaskin on sha'asan gorin. So the Gemara says the case is that the person gathered them up and made a whole big pile of them.
After
they were wind-blown. The Amr of Yitzchak, in other words, the wind blew it off.
He collected it,
then he goes on, he collects it and creates a whole big pile. So the Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochan, Mishum of Lezman Yaakov, Haleket, Vashicha, Vapeya, those are matnot aniyim. So lekhet is like you were harvesting and you dropped one or two stalks. Shicha, you forgot one or two bundles. And peya is the corner of the field. Shasan Goren, if I'm the Ani and I make a Goren out of it, a whole pile out of it, now it's chayv and meiser. That we explained it. Now, ikad amri. I'll just say the top line on memal from an aleph. Bishlem l'man demar tvar dezika. This says I understand it's wind blown dates. How do the hachad karele novlot stama batam karele tamara? Now, again, the way we're saying that novlot tamara. So again, we had novlot in our mishnah. We said means one sun scorched dates. Novlot tamara is a machloket. It doesn't mean sun scorched or wind blown. So here the Gemara is saying, if novlot tomorrow means wind blown, and novlot plain means sun scorched, then that makes sense. Bishlam on the morning tomorrow is Zika. Ahead of the hachak karli novlot stama, the hachak karli tomorrow. El man demar bushle kamra. But according to the opinion that says novlot tomorrow means sun scorched, nini edi novlot tomorrow. So the Tana should say in both places novlot tomorrow, or edi novlot or stama, or it's just novlot by itself. So the Gemara says kasha. That's a difficulty. All right.
Can you explain that?
Again, we had we said that novlot in the Mishnah means sun scorched.
Yes.
Then we had the Mishnah Masechet Demai, and we said that novlot tamara, we have a machloket. What does novlot tamara mean? That's the machloket. So one says it means sun scorched, one says it means wind blown. So the Gemara is saying, according to the one that means sun scorched, so one of them says wind blown, so I understand. Novlot means sun scorched, novlot tamara means wind blown. Fine. But according to the one that means sun scorched, when it says novlot tamara, why would the Tana use one term novlot means sun scorched, novlot tamara means sun scorched? He should put novlot tamara in both places or novlot in both places. That's the way that goes. Okay, I think we're out of time. I'll see you tomorrow night for another night of Daf Yomi.